gentlemen, we are back. Studio B2, Life and Health, Thomas, Tim, and Cody. Everybody is here, the three of us. Thomas and I are standing, don't know why. I feel like it's been so long since we recorded one of these, man.
It has felt like a long time.
I was looking forward to it. I got up today, I was having my breakfast, I was like, podcast day.
You were excited about it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Were you excited about it?
I didn't think about it until I got off work today, really.
Well, that's a shame. I was pretty excited about it.
I mean, I enjoy doing them. I'm excited now. Let's do it. Get the party started.
It's like a sanctuary of testosterone down here. Let me just talk to the world.
All right.
The world. All 22 of them.
Welcome, world. No, it's more than 22.
You got more than that.
Oh, 42.
You're getting closer.
We're like 2002.
We'll keep growing as we...
Yep.
All right, so since the last podcast, we're just going to go ahead and bring it up off the top. Tim has found a new device in his life.
You know how technologically advanced he is.
Yes, he is. You can just see it in his eyes every time he looks at a computer.
It's like little digital numbers running across his eyes.
What are you talking about my Fitbit?
I am talking about your Fitbit, man.
Yeah, man.
When did you get this thing, actually?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was the fourth.
Where'd you get it?
I ordered it.
Okay.
Amazon. You Amazonian. Yep. Amazonian. Doesn't they have like three different things?
Yeah,
that you
some
can
of them.
Get?
There's a watch version which measures your sleep also. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want that one because I don't really care about how my sleeping habits are, honestly.
It's like one of the most important things.
Well, but you
know, sleep. I'm Tim.
No, I know I'm sleeping, but it also, like, if your hands aren't moving, like, for instance, I've been mowing, or like, the past 2 weeks, all I've done is push mow the whole entire yard. I haven't got my rider mower out get steps in.
Right.
But with the push mower, because my hands are not moving, it wouldn't count any of those steps.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's one of the downfalls of the, because it counts like your swaying of your arms.
Gotcha.
So I got the one that goes on your waist, like on your belt clip. And, yeah, so that works out real. But you can have two. Like, I could buy this one.
And then use the other one as well.
Yeah. You can.
Is there two? Is there one more? I feel like there's one more. Is there one more?
I don't know. I've never seen the one that Tim
wrong,
has.
There might be, but they also make a scale also that syncs up with our thing, like a weight
That's
scale.
That's kind of cool. But I've never seen the one that you have. I've seen the ones that, like, Joe has. Like, he got one. It was
That's
on his
the
wrist.
Up band.
That's
the,
but they're still, I mean, they're similar, but it's not a Fitbit.
That's the up band. That does the same. It counts steps, and it has the app on the phone where you can enter stuff, and it also does sleep.
Oh, okay.
I had mine for a while, then I took a shirt off or something, and it, like, pulled it apart, and
okay,
it broke. It won't even charge up now.
Okay. Well, this one, yeah. But that was the only thing I don't get is the sleep. Yeah. But
besides the sleep part, I mean, it's been doing very well for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. I park farther away in parking lots, you know, like to get places. I take regular walk breaks at work. Like, I usually take two, if not three. I wake up in the morning now and take a walk in the morning here at home. And then usually I still have enough time that I leave home and I go to work and I take a lap at work.
All right, good, because we were going to fuss at you for not being in the gym.
Oh, were you? Well, you can go ahead and do that, too. I need to get back to the gym.
I was a little upset the other day. I'm not going to lie.
He was a little upset, actually.
About what?
Because you weren't around. Like, I haven't seen you. I hadn't talked to you. Because Thomas was like, talked to him about getting in the gym. I was like, no, I really haven't talked to him in a couple of days. But, I mean, I've seen him, like, multiple times this week because we live 5 minutes away from each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was upset. I was a little upset. It was the same exact day I was upset. And then you showed up at the gym.
Oh, and then he got really excited.
Tuesday, yeah.
Well, we were both really excited, but it was kind of funny that it all happened like that.
Well, my plan is to come in the evening, so like Monday nights and Tuesday nights, but Monday night I had a meeting at church, so I couldn't come in, so I came in Tuesday night.
So I guess anytime I want Tim to come to the gym, use my mentalist powers and just him there.
Well, and last night I planned on coming
telekinesis.
In.
Telekinesis.
But my brother called me and wanted some help with some stuff, so I figured.
That's whatever, man.
Family first.
Right, of course. No, but even without the 1 week, you've done a lot walking-wise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I started following a group. Like, with Fitbit, you can join communities online.
Oh, yeah.
And I joined the Hagerstown, since we're in Hagerstown, I joined the Hagerstown community. It has a couple thousand members.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm actually number 11 out of the group for the week of steps.
Hey.
So I thought, hell.
My man.
I was like, I'm pretty happy by that. I think I can actually pull it. I think it was like I'm up to 80,000 steps for the week.
Does it do it on, is it a weekly or is it a
it's
daily?
A weekly, it's a week. Well, I can, like, my thing does daily, but the community, like,
it's weekly.
It's a weekly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you know anybody else that had one of these in the community, or is it just usernames?
It's not like, well, it's usernames, but you can search for friends, like, through Facebook that mm-hmm. have it. And a couple of people had it that I'm friends with, but you know how, like, you're friends with people on Facebook that you're not really friends with? You just know them?
Yeah.
Well, it was only people I knew, so I didn't want to request to, you know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I don't really know any friends that have it. But for me, I know it sounds weird, but both of you know, or Cody and Thomas know, I'm really a goal-oriented person. Like, if I have a goal, I that gives me something to focus on and succeed. So this gives me goals. I set my goals, but it's helped me with my eating because I can see what my calorie intake is, plus other stuff, which I know carbs are important and sodium, but it shows me that. But really, just with the calorie counter, plus the working out and walking and all that stuff, it's really helped. And I've lost 12 pounds in a week, so I'm happy with that.
It's holding you accountable.
Yeah, it's holding me very accountable.
Sweet.
Like, for some reason, today, even though I've done, what was it, like 8,000 steps?
Mm-hmm.
My activity level hasn't been very high. Like, I've just stopped. I've kind of walked lightly, I guess. So I still need, like, 25 minutes worth of activity tonight. So I need to do some jogging later tonight or something to
get it up.
To get me past my 30-minute goal of, like, higher activity the day.
Gotcha. Have you played with it yet to see if, like, what tempo walk is actually considered activity versus just like a brisk walk is kind of considered steps? Have you kinda...
I honestly thought I was in the activity range of walking today, but I guess I wasn't, so maybe I don't quite have it figured out. But like, it gave me tons yesterday for mowing the yard, so nice. I don't, you know,
stop,
I don't...
and go, maybe,
yeah,
something like,
because
that,
because it's, you know, mowing, you stop for a second to turn
and then you have to hit a rut, accelerate,
right? So maybe that's what some of it is.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But it's really cool. I mean, it's worked. I mean, my ankles and shins hurt a lot. they really do it. Like, it's very painful sometimes, but I just muster through it.
She gets you into, like, some power walking competitions with those old people there at the park. Their sweatbands, like, their little weights.
If I go to the mall and see Tim, right, walking around, like, speed walking.
I did find out, I mean, it's 8,000 steps for me to mow my yard.
Oh, did you kind of measure it out?
Well, yeah, by the app. It told me it's between 7,500 and 8,000
so
steps.
So you have found a niche.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked for
me. I'm stoked.
And, like, today I had to tell – I got a movie out of Redbox yesterday because it was my day off. And so today
What'd you get?
Grunge Match. It was okay.
The hell's that?
Robert De Niro and, like, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, where they fighting boxing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was okay. But, like, normally I would park as close to the food line as possible to drop it off. But this time I just, like, if, well, you know the food line. You probably know it a little bit. I literally pulled in and I turned left and parked. And there's nobody parked down there.
To go to the grocery store. That'd be so weird.
That'd
if I'm
be
like,
so funny.
If I'm one of those kids, like, pushing carts and I see this guy just strolling up to the grocery store, parked next to the bank, and I'm like, I gotta think, like, where is he going? Like, what
it would
is
be
he doing?
So unnormal to see somebody do that. I bet you everybody that was witnessing this probably stopped and was thinking, what in the hell is this dude doing?
But it was probably like an extra 200 steps for in and out.
I don't know, man, but I can just envision it in my head because I know that Tim Keller stroll that he has.
Yep, he's got the little bop in his step.
You're like the guy who, like, walks through his neighborhood on, like, a Saturday morning, just happy to see everybody. You're waving at all the people. Some guy comes out in his robe, gets his newspaper. It's like, hey, Tim.
I'm like, what's up?
Oh, that's funny.
How's it going? No, but so that's my big news. I guess it's really been working for me. And I'm not going to say I'm going to lose 12 pounds every week because I know, you know, once I get down, and I'm hoping my legs stop hurting as much when I'm walking. I probably need to get some better shoes for walking and stuff. You know, I know I figured that out, like, you know, some support, like, insoles and
stuff.
Are
your feet flat?
I guess they are.
Or do you have high arches?
I don't know.
We'll have to look at your feet after the show.
But yeah, but
not your feet, his feet.
I just want to look. Just
but yeah, but it can be. It's very and well, and because like for my walks, it's all asphalt and concrete. But like when I mow the yard, it doesn't hurt at all.
Not hurting.
Yeah,
I got you.
So it's all that hard impact.
So in other words, Tim is a walking machine at the moment.
Hey,
for the past week, and you've lost weight, which I'm like stoked about.
Yeah, it's well, and I think part of it. I say 50% of it's the walking. It gets me moving. Like instead of. Just like when I was at work before, I would never leave the office. Like, so maybe I would get maybe 500 steps a day for 9 hours sitting in the drum shop.
Right.
Well, now I'm leaving the drum shop with 5,000 steps because I'm getting out of the office. And I've told my manager and everybody else that works there, hey, because it only takes me 6 minutes to do my half mile lap.
Right.
I say, you know, I'll be back in 6 minutes. You know.
Well, you're not missing much.
No, right. I'm not. But they're fine with it because they understand, you know, what I'm trying to do. Plus, it sucks sitting there, you know, all that time.
Just don't need to do the stand-up desk.
I know.
It's what's up, though.
I'll let you borrow some paper stacks.
Hey, one thing at a time, man. I'm
Xerox
more
paper stacks.
In.
Xerox paper.
Yeah.
Pink one thing and at yellow. Time. I got all sorts of colors. You can make it nice and pretty.
Nice and pretty.
That's so...
All right, so enough about me. What's new with you guys?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I just told you I was stoked when I saw you that day.
Yeah?
In the gym.
Yeah. Well, I need to get back more. I know that. It's intimidating. Like, well, I'll use Tuesday night for an example. Like, I walk in and you, Thomas, our buddy Joe.
Is it Joe?
And another dude in there.
CJ
like,
might have been there.
Like
CJ, I think so.
Yeah, everybody's like lifting crazy heavy amount of weight. And I'm like,
oh. I don't know who you're talking about. I wasn't lifting anything well, heavy.
Okay.
Wait, was that the same day I dented the squat rack?
No.
He dented the squat rack.
Yeah, this fool.
But yeah, I was just like, oh, man, I'm so, like, it was so intimidating, like.
Dude, the hell with that. We were both happy to see
it's
you.
It's not like anybody turned and looked at you and said, what the hell are you doing? Get out of here.
I understand that. But it was cool. I mean, I got some workout in, but I still felt good because I knew what my steps was already for the day.
That was a little extra added work.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good. Oh, and for that, I parked a little farther away, too. At
hey.
The gym, so, yeah.
You should have parked where we parked, like, the athletic buses.
I know. I should have parked
all the way up there.
The 10-minute walk.
That's,
the
that's probably,
buses.
Like, a good quarter mile.
Jog down. That's that hill we always run hills on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy decides to dent the squat rack by dropping weight on it.
Oof.
I didn't mean to, man. I really didn't.
It had to have been after, because I don't think it was dented on Tuesday.
It wasn't like the whole, it was just the bottom
it was like the
foot
bottom
of the squat rack.
Oh, okay.
It
was doing like rack jerks, and I just I ended up like miscalculating where I was dropping it at, and I was too close to the rack.
Oh, so you hit the foot.
Yeah.
I got you.
Hit the foot of it.
That's cool.
If you say so, now it looks like a piece of crap.
Well, hey man, wait, it looks like a piece of crap, but this catalyst cycle is like paying dividends right now.
Well, that's why I told you to use Catalyst. Shout out to Greg Everett and Catalyst Athletics.
You didn't tell me to use I guess you kind of did tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, who put you on Catalyst Athletics?
I don't know. I guess you did. Kept listening to all these trollish ass podcasts.
No, it's not
like,
trolling. It's called listening to podcasts.
Podcasts are awesome, and we thank you for listening.
Not
they're
our podcast. Very
they're very informative.
Yes.
Especially when you listen to the right people, a la us. And I told you about Greg Everett and Catalyst Athletics.
Right. So Greg Everett's the reason I didn't do the squat rack. Blame Greg Everett.
That's not. You were too close to Dago's squat rack.
I'm sorry.
We need that whole place needs to be revamped, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah, it would be nice if it was on the lower floor.
It would be so nice if it was on the lower floor.
And yeah. I wouldn't have to worry about like.
And people wouldn't have to hear the noises.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Shakes the whole building.
Anyway, all right, so that goes to the other topic that we kind of briefly had thought of tonight, which was exercise versus training.
Or working out versus training?
Or working out versus.
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, you can't really. Depends on who you ask what the definition would be. What would you consider exercise, Tim?
Exercise, I feel, is walking, running, jogging, light weightlifting. Like something that just keeps you moving and keeps your heart rate up a little bit.
Okay, Cody, what would you consider exercise?
You pretty much hit the nail on the head. Any type of physical activity, in my opinion. Like walking, running, rec sports. Exercise is all relative to the person. What would you consider Working out.
Working out or exercise?
We're going to go working out. Would you consider working out?
Within a group or on my own?
Does it matter? Is that relevant?
Playing sport.
That's working out.
Could be.
Okay, what about on your own? Let's go.
Like, if you were practicing for a sport, that'd be working out. If I was getting ready for games, if I was in the off season, I'd be working out on the court.
Okay.
But I wouldn't consider that. I mean, I would consider that exercise, but it's a directed exercise, so then I would consider it working out for a purpose. If I was just going to go play flag football, then I would just consider that exercise. I wouldn't consider that working out. If I was going to go play pickup soccer or pickup basketball, I would consider that exercise. I wouldn't consider that working out.
Play some pickup soccer today.
So it was exercise.
I was out there megging everybody.
No. Anyways.
Okay, so what would you consider? Well, what's the definition of? Okay, so we talked about exercise, working out, and then training, I guess, would be the last one.
Training is.
It's a little more specific.
It's a directed purpose. It's a specific purpose. You're trying to get a desired outcome.
It's
correct?
A directed purpose to reach a goal.
A goal, right. All right, but now, having said that, is your. Like, the exercise that you're doing when it comes to walking and stuff, not necessarily hitting a gym, is that training?
I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, because I'm not – I mean, my goals are to hit so many, you know, steps and mileage and stuff like that per day. But I think that's purely from an exercise standpoint. Like, I'm not training – I'm not exercising to reach a goal for – like when Cody did the games or whatever. Like, he had to do some stuff, I think, before – or – the CrossFit stuff, you know, where you have you're reaching a goal, like you're doing this to get to the games.
I mean, like, one's more specific than the other, because I feel like anybody who exercises, works out, or trains still has a goal. I feel like everything should be goal oriented, whether no matter what level or scale that you're on.
I mean, sure, I guess I have an ultimate goal exactly. of a weight loss, but there's many goals on top of that majored scale goal.
Right.
But I feel like the bottom line for like all three of those, like whatever you do, whether it be training, working out, or exercising, they should all be goal oriented and serve a purpose.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and this isn't picking on any kind of specific training modality. What is Zumba?
Exercise.
Is there a goal related to Zumba?
I mean, it's exercise. I feel like there's a goal to lose weight by doing Zumba. So you do something and you're physically active, you're trying to stay fit doing Zumba.
Could it be different per person? Some people are in it for just exercise, but some people might make it a goal, saying, like, let's say they go to Zumba at first and they can't finish the whole, what is it, usually 30 minutes, I guess, is Zumba.
An hour, I think.
Okay, an hour. Let's say they can't finish the whole hour. Right. So their goal is to train, also exercise, to reach that they can finish that hour of high-intensity workout.
I can roll with you on that.
Yeah.
So I think it also does vary who it's for.
Okay, so all right. Perfect. I think that's all perfect, right? I mean, everybody's in agreeance.
Yeah.
It's all relative in the grand scheme of things. Now, if we take somebody who's in relatively decent shape and we throw them in an exercise class, a boot camp or whatever, what's the ultimate goal? Being in shape, what's the ultimate goal of going to like a boot camp? Where you do different stuff, weights, push-ups, calisthenics.
It depends on what you did beforehand. I mean, maybe you're trying to maintain. Maybe you're trying to find a new way to work out or exercise. Maybe you're trying to just go around and dabble in a little different things. There's nothing wrong with that.
A little bit of different experience.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Last week. We haven't seen each other.
Sorry,
since.
Sorry, I was pulled the headphones off. I didn't think about it. All right. So, in agreeance, everything related to exercise, physical training, there must be some type of goal, direction.
Something. Yeah, because I think if you go into it without a goal, like you're just going to say, oh, I'm going to go work out.
Yeah, I feel like
you're first off, I don't think you'll succeed. Without a goal, without a purpose. I mean, isn't life mainly about a purpose? You got to have a purpose to do something most of the time.
No, that's you're totally right about that. Because, I mean, like, how many of us actually do something without a purpose? No matter what.
Well, a lot of us do, but how often do you succeed with that, whatever you're doing,
if there's no
without
purpose.
A purpose?
Yeah.
That's why people quit jobs and change direction and do this, do that.
Right.
There has to be some sort of purpose.
So we've hit exercise. So, I mean, we've hit exercise kind of on the head. I feel like it's still kind of cloudy between exercise and workouts.
Well, what's your thoughts on it? What's the difference for you?
What do you mean?
What's the difference? What is the distinct difference between working out and exercise for Cody?
All right. Well, is working out the same thing as training?
Yes and no.
All right, so what is it? I don't know. Where were we going with that?
I don't know. I mean, I think all of the – I mean, this is me personally. You guys are the ones who kind of came up with this topic, which I'm fine with. But to me, I think they all mesh together in some form or another. I mean, I think me personally, I'm doing more exercise. I don't know if I'm necessarily training for anything. Like with my walking with the Fitbit, I'm not training to be in a race. I'm not training to be I'm not training to be in anything with it, but I have a goal.
And you're training for that goal.
True.
You're exercising for that goal.
I'm exercising for that goal, but I don't feel like I'm... I feel like training is to get somewhere. Like, training is to get to that race. Training is to compete in that sport.
To kind of snowball on what you just said, I would say that when it comes to exercise and working out, I feel like those two are kind of more similar than anything. I feel like training is kind of just... Between the three, it's kind of on its almost on its own. So when you have exercise and working out, I look at that as kind of like the goals that you kind of pick to get to or kind of like internally driven. But I feel like when you're training for something, it's more it's internal as well. But I feel like there's an external factor that's kind of driving you. So it's like, why do people run 5Ks? You look at like elite level runners, you run 5Ks to be good at them, to succeed.
To win, yeah.
Yeah, so if you look at it from the standpoint of like someone being an Olympic weightlifter or someone being a runner or like a football player, you're training to be the best at what you do because the external goal is
to win.
It could be to win. It could be sponsorships, money, just to win in general.
Okay. So with that, what you just said, would me reaching my weight goal, my ultimate weight goal, does that count as winning?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So then I am technically, by your definition, training.
I want to put an adjective on to the training part.
Okay.
Performance training separates performance training for sports, you're talking about, versus training to accomplish a weight loss goal.
Right.
Or training to, well, even if you put it in bodybuilding terms, yeah, that's you're what still I was trying thinking to about win. Too. I mean, you're still trying to win a
something. Yeah, but there's still that external goal that's there. There's still that external thing that's waiting for you at the end of the line, whether it be – it's more so something that's just materialistic almost.
Right.
Like there's something at the end of the road that's more materialistic as opposed to like an internal drive where it's like, you know what, I want to do this because this is how I feel and I want to get here and no one's going to stop me from doing it because it's for your own internal happiness, your own internal goals, as opposed to someone being like, well, damn, I want to go to the Olympics for this. I want that gold medal.
I can roll with you on that. I do think some people start with the intrinsic motivation first, figure out what they're good at, and then use that motivation to be good at that specific thing. Because I don't think, and you know, we could go to the journals and look at the research. I don't know that external motivation is ever going to trump internal motivation.
It would be nice if it would, because I feel like without internal motivation or that intrinsic kind of just drive factor, you have nothing. Like you from ground zero, you have nothing without that.
Correct. Tim?
I agree.
Any thoughts? Because you look like you're thinking, like, maybe, maybe not.
No, I mean, I'm taking it in. I kind of agree with what both of you were saying.
So, to wrap it all up, exercise, workout, training, it's all relatively the same, and it's all based on what?
It's all based on your goal. And what your goal is defines what kind of category you're in.
If you don't set a goal, are you ever going to be successful?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. You have to take a certain path to the goal. You have to take a certain road to success.
How would we set a goal? Is a goal something you write down, you don't write down? Is it something you keep in your mind? Is it something you take a picture of and put on your refrigerator, kind of like we talked about, I guess, a podcast or two ago?
All the above?
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like to actually set a goal, it really has to – it's something that you're conscious and you're aware of on, like, an everyday basis. I feel like it's something you wake up and kind of be like, well, this is the ultimate goal. Every day, every hour, every minute counts to get to this something, like certain thing. No matter what it is that you do, you still have this in the back of your mind. Like, this is my goal. This is my focus. And no one's going to get my way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally.
So, I mean, it doesn't have to be written down. It doesn't have to be put up on something.
I agree with you that it doesn't have to be, but if you think back to anything that you've ever done, when you remember stuff and it sticks, I mean, if you write it down, it's going to stick way more.
Well, and I'll agree with you on that too. Just like I've always had in my head, oh, you know, I want to lose this much weight, but it never really happened if it's just in my head. But with YouTube plus just a couple of other things, you know, with it written down or with people knowing it or you know, people watching you or, you know, something pushing you, then it makes it more real.
Mm.
So it's good. I'm not saying it's bad that it's in your head, but when it's out of your head and somebody else knows it or it's written down somewhere where people can see it, where somebody can keep you accountable.
Yes.
You know, accountability is huge.
Yeah.
If you have a goal plus with somebody keeping you accountable or accountability with that goal, I think if you have accountability with that goal, you're far more likely going to succeed.
That's true. And it all kind of goes back to having a support system.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need that for like whatever it is you do, whether it's life or like some type of health or weight loss goal. I feel like having the support system around you is going to be a huge factor in whether or not it's successful.
Right.
And then again, you don't have to have someone holding your hand every step of the way, but to just have someone acknowledge the fact that you're trying to accomplish something and they're aware of it, you're aware of it, it's kind of like this mutual understanding. I mean, it's better than just being alone.
Right.
Can't do anything alone.
I think we've hit the nail on the head, fellas.
Well, bam.
Well, bam.
Well, bam.
Ka-ding. So.
Well, do we have anything else to add? Where are we at? Are we at the 30-minute mark? Are we at the 40-minute mark?
We're right about 30 minutes for this podcast. Perfect timing.
We're in good timing.
Great timing.
So to wrap it up, Fitbit, hold you accountable.
Help me.
Tim's doing very well. How much weight loss so far?
12 pounds.
12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Did we set any goals or anything that we were supposed to?
I did. Mine was a two-month goal.
Yeah.
To be down to 290.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm on track for
was
that.
Was it the end of October? End of October.
End of October.
End of October. What else did we have set? I thought there was something else. Did we do something?
Well, Cody would eat more blue cheese. But I don't know. Well, yours was cheese. To get to work early 2 days a week.
It was wake up at 5.
Wake up at 5 2 days a week.
Yeah, I was kind of ruined by the wedding trip out to Colorado.
Yeah.
I got up two mornings this week, bright and early, so we can throw that in that bucket.
That'll work.
Was there anything you had?
No, I don't think, besides eat more blue cheese, Cody didn't have anything.
I really didn't have one, man. Unless you want to make it. You two can collaborate right now.
No, we're good.
We're good.
I'm going to think of a great one for the next podcast for you.
Thank you.
Great one.
Appreciate it.
And you're going to be like, darn you, Tim.
You can't tell me about it until the next podcast.
I won't say a word to you.
Really debating, trying to really actually think if I can do it or not. Doing strict, relatively speaking, for the month of October, food, paleo.
If you
kind of more of a detox.
Yeah.
I mean, no alcohol, no caffeine, and nothing but good food.
Okay.
I got a feeling it might be really, really miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think October might be the month.
All right. Well, let me know if you do that.
All right.
Let us know.
So I can do it with you.
Before we stop, can we have a round of applause for the Comcast Cable Network in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania? After about, what is it, like 3 weeks?
It's been longer than that.
It's been like a month for Thomas to get cable and internet in his house.
And we're in business. As soon as I get back, I'm firing up the computer to make sure everything works.
Cool. All right. Well, everybody, thanks again for listening. I guess a quote to finish this out I found is, a healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others. Be a carrier.
Do not forget, Alfonso Ribeiro will be on Dancing with the Stars on Monday.
Does it start this Monday?
Yes, it starts Monday, man.
Yeah, Cody's a big Alfonso Ribeiro fan.
He's doing the dance right now.
Yeah, he was doing the dance. It was quite comical. All right, everybody. Well, be safe. Again, thank you for listening. And just thank you again for all your support. And if you have any questions or any comments or any feedback, leave it to us on our Twitter page or the website, gmlb.net.
Bam!
Peace out.